The region's Disaster Management Authority confirmed that at least 13 civilians were martyred in Azad, Jammu and Kashmir during a 12-hour span leading up to Saturday noon, amid intensified cross-border shelling between Pakistan and India, Reuters reported. Over 50 people were also injured during the exchanges, with emergency teams deployed to assist the affected population. The fatalities occurred following Pakistan's retaliatory military operation launched in the early hours of Saturday. Pakistan's Defense Minister Khawaja Asif has stated that no meeting of the National Command Authority, NCA, has taken place, nor is one planned. There has been no meeting of the National Command Authority, nor is any such meeting scheduled, Asif told RE News. Meanwhile, Pakistan's foreign minister suggested a willingness to halt further action if India refrains from escalation. If India stops here, we will consider stopping here too, he said during a televised interview. Earlier today in a press conference held in New Delhi, Indian Air Force Wing Commander Vyomika Singh stated that India remained committed to de-escalation, but only if Pakistan took reciprocal steps. The briefing was held alongside Indian Army Colonel Sophia Qureshi and Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri. Colonel Qureshi confirmed that Pakistan's strikes had caused damage to equipment and injuries to personnel at 5 airbases, Udhampur, Pathankot, Adampur, Bhuj and Bathinda, after targeting more than 26 sites. Meanwhile, Pakistan has initiated retaliatory action in response to the ongoing Indian aggression in the wee hours of Saturday, according to security sources. The operation has been officially named Operation Bunyan on Marsoos. As part of the operation, all bases identified as launch points for attacks on Pakistani civilians and mosques are being specifically targeted. Multiple strategic targets are being engaged simultaneously as the operation progresses, security sources confirmed. They stated that Pakistan launched its Al-Fatah missile as part of the ongoing retaliatory operation, naming it in honor of the Pakistani children who lost their lives in recent Indian aggression. They added that Pakistan has neither forgotten nor will ever forget the sacrifice of these innocent children, who were martyred during cross-border attacks by Indian forces earlier this week. Read more, https://tribune.com.park/story/254498/India-carries-out-air-strikes-on-3 airbases all assets safe DGISPR. Earlier, DGISPR informed that India launched 6 ballistic missiles from the Adampur airbase in Indian Punjab. Of these, one missile landed near the general area of Adampur itself, while the remaining 5 struck locations in the Amritsar region. He characterized the incident as a reckless move that endangered civilian lives and raised serious questions about India's operational intent and internal targeting protocols.